This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back.
Another session of Fancy.
Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibbs is going to join me at the after the break. Always love when he's on with me. I have a good time with Xander when he's on as well. We get a different perspective. What's going on in England? What are they looking at? How do they see us? How nuts do they think we are? You know what I mean? Seriously. So I don't know, some of you, see, not that we can necessarily do anything about it at this point. But what's going on at the border? It's just craziness. It's out of control. It's insane. You can't get any. What Democrat, AOC wants to expand it, but what Democrat wants to give us a solution? You got over 4,000 people in a facility made for 300. And I know, it's all Trump's fault. Well, so let's get past that. Do we just start letting the people in? We don't know who they are. We don't know what diseases they're carrying because they're not getting the shots that we get. Right? But the Dems don't care about that. When some of you who are trolling me from the Dem Party and you're listening, can you really in your heart of hearts tell me how it makes sense that we've kept our kids out of school for a year, a full year? Why? Because we were afraid that the kids were either going to get or pass on COVID to the teachers. Right? They were going to take it home to relatives. Something was going to go sideways. And yet you're seeing more and more, starting with San Diego, the teachers and the teachers union down there have decided that it's okay to teach those kids, the illegal kids coming over the border illegally who can't speak a word of English. We're going to teach them, and we're going to teach them face-to-face. We're going to teach them in person, and the teachers have no problem with that. You know what? That takes guts. That is stupid, dishonest, somewhere going to happen. I would love a teacher from San Diego or anyone who could try to explain why this is okay. Why it's okay to take you're being paid by tax money. If you're in San Diego, you're being paid by the hardworking people of San Diego, the American citizens of San Diego. Your paycheck is paid by tax dollars. You are thumbing up your nose at the San Diegan people and saying, go pound sand, we really don't care what you think. We don't care about your kids. However, these illegals coming over the border, they're going to put a major league drain on the economy that you don't know. You're willing to get in front of them and teach them. Right? And then you're going to tell me it's for the kids. You're going to tell me how much you care about the kids. That is a line of bunk. And to the man you love, to use his words, it is a line of malarkey. I don't know if some of you have picked up on this. I am done with these people. I am done with their dishonesty. I am done with them being disingenuous, and in some cases, flat out lying to us. Go down to the border. Go down there. Where's it? Has AOC been to the border yet? I mean, when Trump was president, she had to go down there and make sure they were being taken care of all the time. They were drinking water out of toilets, which was a lie. Flat out lie. You know, my My book is a few years old now. I'm going to update it one of these days. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it on Amazon. Very cheap. And I have a chapter in there. Why do they have to lie to win? If their product is so good, if they're so righteous, if they're so right, why do you have to lie, cheat, and steal to win? Why can't you just put your product out there? Talk about what it is you want to do. They did the same thing during the election. There was nothing there. Joey B was hiding in his basement, and when he came out, whatever he said, and I do mean whatever he said, didn't understand him most of the time, whatever he said had no real meaning or substance to it. There was no plan. We're going to reverse all the inhumane rules that President Trump put in place. Really? Matter of fact, they wouldn't even call him President Trump, if you recall. No. It was all about the other administration. That's what they say about now, the previous administration. Unless they really want to get nasty. And they'll say, this is what Trump did to people. You mean how he kept the border safe? How he kept those people coming up from the South safe? He did. They're not dying and being dropped off in the wilderness somewhere. And no, they weren't dying in their home countries. God, this is a line of bunk. Check it out on your own. And as was said back then and being said now, there are all kinds of point of entries that they could come in through. They could preset this up, so it's pretty simple for them if it's really that bad where they're coming from. Remember I told you it wasn't going to stop, right? No, really. It's not going to stop. They're going to keep spending money. Keep spending money. They're floating. You ready for this one? They're floating a $10 trillion country makeover bill. Are we for real? They realize they only got probably 2 years max. And unless they cheat again like crazy, they're going to put you $15 trillion. This man is going to spend more money in 6 months or 8 months than even Obama blew. And you'll never be able to, and some of you, lower income people, you're sitting there thinking, well, you know, I've got my check and I've got this and I've got that, right. So when one of your kids makes good, or two or three of your kids, because I don't believe that you're stuck there. I do not believe that you're stuck in a lower socioeconomic rung in bad parts of the city. When one of your kids make it, you're going to saddle them with all this debt. Isn't that cool? God bless you. Joe Mazzini, your host. Sandy Kim joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And you're part of the problem if you aren't part of the solution, if you aren't getting informed so you can get engaged properly. Anyway, as you know, I love having this guy on with me. I always enjoy his time with me, and let's not waste it. We're back at it with one of my favorite people to have on the show. I know he's one of yours, too. Always looking forward to having him here. Joe Messina, your host, and Xander Gibb joins me from jolly old England. I guess it's jolly old. Has anything changed there from an atmosphere kind of attitude? I mean, are people... No?
Well, the weather's changed. It was like 74 degrees today. So
you're surprised? Aren't you on this program, global cooling, warming, climate, something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't start that, because it makes you a hater if you just do with global warming. Don't get me started. That was kind of a surprise. But I think the political landscape is kind of changing a little bit, too, with regards to things like the lockdown and attitudes to the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. But they're using... They're using scare tactics now to make people get vaccinated,
wow.
Which is a worry to me. You know, I get 4 texts a day from the doctor, and I'm not having the vaccination, but that's my personal choice. And frankly, I don't, you know, my body, my choice. I thought that was what the left's ideology was. So how come it's not my body, my choice when it comes to what I'm putting in my body?
You're such a funny man. I have a bridge. I have a bridge. I'll give you a great deal on it. You don't even have to look at it. You can trust me. You know, but
will there be free pizza with it? Because if not, I don't want to know.
It's amazing though how fragile the American, and I don't mean the paper constitution, you know, I mean the American constitution. I mean, people
right.
have become soured with fighting for what's right. They're soured with, you know, when it comes to war, those kind of things. They soured on that as well. They soured on making somebody else feeling bad when you're just simply trying to teach them the truth. We have become the Russians are rolling over laughing at us.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I'm sure you agree with me. I see the Constitution in a way like the Bible. You know, either we kind of accept it all or we don't take any of it.
Right.
But it seems that some in America want to take the Constitution and kind of jiggle its application dependent on who it pertains to. and the whole idea of the you know, the document is that it pertains to everybody in exactly the same way. That's the whole ideology of it, isn't it? As far as I know.
Well, I find this, you have to admit there is a there's a common thread here with the Dems, and I don't want to get into the whole lying and not lying and all that other stuff, but think about something. If it doesn't fit their narrative, then it can't possibly be true. Like when it comes to science, right? You know, and again, I'm not trying to tee off the transgender community, but just go with biology, okay, and you look at DNA, we're not supposed to pay attention to that at all. When you look at climate science that they tell you is a settled science, right, we were supposed to be dead, fried. 2/3 of the population was supposed to be gone by, I think it was the late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah.
There's been a population explosion, and not only are people not dying from starvation, but they're dying from obesity. But that doesn't fit their narrative.
No.
It's a commonality.
But it's about control, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's face it.
Yes.
It's about getting us to do something. You know, like with the climate, well, they call it climate change now, don't they? They don't call it global warming anymore.
Wait a minute. If you've been listening really carefully, because I pay attention to their words, now it's climate crisis.
Oh, it's climate crisis now.
That's what they moved it over to. Like, oh, my God. Like,
right. I'm gonna make a note.
Please do.
But regardless of whatever they're calling it, what, you know, if they want, here's the thing for me, regardless of whether you agree with, you know, climate crisis or whatever the hell they're calling it today, I don't care. But if the ideology is to get people to be a little bit more green, I'm all with that. You know, we should all be saving the planet, but don't come at me with this hoo-ha that, you know, the New York is going to be underwater by 2022 and the River Thames is going to rise, you know, above my 5th-floor apartment. Can you just not say, can we all just try and work together to do this? I mean, would that not be a more logical approach to the situation?
I agree, but listen, how many times can you sit and you look at them, look at the, you know, the senators and even, you know, the Congress, the House, when they're having a hearing of some kind, and truly, if a Republican is laying out science, all of a sudden, you know, you see their eyes glaze over. They shut down. They don't want any part of it. They don't want to hear about it. Look, I got pummeled with negative emails, but I simply did the CDC numbers on Black Lives Matter, not Black Lives Matter, but how many blacks are actually, to put it in Sheila Jackson Lee's term, are hunted down and killed by police officers. Why would you use the word killed? I mean, it's just disgusting. But when you actually do the numbers, you realize that it's a lie. It is a flat-out lie.
I mean, I have to say I don't like the terminology hunted down either, because if you have committed a crime or it's alleged that you've committed a crime, they have the right to pursue you, whether you be black, white, gay, straight, whatever, you know, from Indiana, from New York, from California. So We're seeing the politicizing of color, just like in the LGBTQ community, they politicize their sexuality. So every issue has to be politicized, whether it be the weather and the state of the planet or something else. And isn't it boring? Let's just get to the bones of the situation, because I'm bored with the politicizing of every single situation.
Well, that's it. You can't, you know, it's really funny. When we criticized Obama, it was because he was a black man, not because he was incompetent, right? And you cannot call anybody out who's black. Look at how they go crazy when you call out Kamala Harris on her ineptness. Now you're beating on a woman of color. No, I'm beating on a human that can't do her job. That's what I'm beating on.
But my dad said 20, 25 years ago, probably longer, he said political correctness will kill us. And he was absolutely spot on. Because we're in a position in 2021 where you can't say the truth without being called a hater.
Oh yeah. No way. And then when you put the numbers out, it was funny when they were coming after me, they weren't saying his numbers are wrong. He's spewing out false information. No, what he said was he's fanning the flames of hate towards the black community. I'm thinking, wow. I don't even know where to go with that, right?
Yeah, because you hate black people, don't you, Joe?
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line.
And there's no way out of it. They have got you pegged, and that's all there is to it, right? It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
And I think
hold that thought.
Go ahead.
We have to pay for the show. Well, unless your check hasn't got here yet, so I have to find some other way to pay for the show.
Ditto.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Vasini, your host, Andy Gibb joins me and will still be with me on the other side of the break. I have screwed his door closed. He just doesn't know it yet. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a package that focuses on transportation infrastructure, water system improvements, school construction, and job training. But it will cost more than $2 trillion and will include a hike in the corporate tax rate.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago. In fact, It's the largest American jobs investment since World War II.
Former President Donald Trump weighing in on the package in a statement saying that the plan would be among the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history. He added that it would hurt American workers and would ultimately send jobs to China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Get up, old cheap. Coming to your house, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. And if you head up to the website, you can help out. There's a donate button there. Maybe you just want to sign up for our text messaging. That's always good, too. Let me get back to it, though. Xander Gibb, always love when he spends his time with us. And I mean that. Since I know you guys do, too. We're back at it again. Love having Xander on with me. We get the scoop from jolly old England and find out, how is the Queen doing, Xander? Is she dropped by to have tea with you? Or is she drinking coffee now?
You mean Elizabeth?
No.
She drinks vodka mostly, so I am told.
Look at her kids. Come on, really?
she's in a bit of a quandary lately because, you know, Boris tells her any old thing and she believes it.
Wow.
And, you know, there's a lot of kind of bad feeling about this new HS2, which is like a high-speed train that's going to go the length and breadth of the country. But it's going to take so long to build, but by the time it's finished, it's going to be so obsolete that it's going to need to be replaced. And so many people have lost their homes, you know, because of compulsory purchase orders, and they've messed up areas of wildlife.
Wow.
And all of these things and not paid for them. But Boris keeps lying to people and lying to the Queen, and also, you know, his wife is this, you know, his wife, sorry, I misspoke. His partner is this, you know, fake faux environmentalist. So, but she believes she sees the good in people. And I think she needs to get someone to check his facts. Because he's a liar about this and many other things.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big disappointment to you guys, wasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly was to me. You know, as a conservative, I talked before about the fact that American conservatism is worlds apart from British conservatism, and I voted for Boris, but it's kind of gone downhill, and even just the way he's handled the COVID crisis. And I admit that it wouldn't be easy for anyone to handle, but the level of lockdown that has been imposed has been a bit like martial law, and I was all for leaving the EU, because the EU weren't very good, but Boris would never have been able to do the things he's done if we had still been a member of the EU, because we lost a lot of our human and civil rights when we left the EU, which is alarming, really,
yeah,
for me as a citizen.
Well, so here's something that people don't know about. I mean, you're educating me now. So, what do you mean by you lost a lot of your civil rights by leaving the EU? I would have thought there'd be a little bit more autonomy on your part as citizens of Britain, you know?
Well, no, because, well, you would think so, but unfortunately that's not the case. When the UK joined the EU, there's not a lot that I can congratulate them on, but one of the things that I can congratulate them on is how they have improved civil rights, rights in the workplace and rights for certain groups in society. And a lot of those standings have disappeared now that the UK has left the EU, which is alarming because, you know, if you have an employee that you fire or they've gone and got another job, you don't have a hissy fit and say, right, we're going to get rid of everything that they've ever done. If they put some good measures into place, then you would think that they would keep them. But no, not with Boris and his bozos, unfortunately.
You know, I'm going to have to bleep out hissy because I've been told that is politically incorrect and insensitive or insensitive to the gay community.
Seriously?
I have no clue. Yes, you can't use the word hissy fit because it specifically calls out the gay community, and I'm thinking to myself, really? I have straight friends. I say they're going to have a hissy fit.
Wait, so if it's offensive to the gay community, but I'm gay and I'm saying it...
You're offensive to the gay community, apparently. I don't even know.
Surely it cancels it out by their rules, because what about my protections to say that word?
You have... Listen.
Someone send me in a rule book, please.
That's what I always say. Look, I can't keep up. I'm getting old now. Could you please send me a daily memo so I actually know what I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is how ridiculous he's got. But I got to tell you something. I have to give you a lot of credit because, and people are going to, you know, say I'm bending down to you or whatever. But there are a lot of you guys in the gay community that shake your head and go, this is not what we fought for. This is not the freedom. We didn't fight for freedom to be left alone, to have all this crap, put on us. And I even hear, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I even hear some of the older men in the gay community say, you know, these young guys have no controls on it. They have no boundaries. Do you kind of feel the same way?
I do. I marched for gay rights, 30 years ago and was a campaigner for gay rights. But for me, it was all about equality. But these youngins, they kind of want equity. And if you want more rights than anybody else, how is that equality? You know, I want people in same-sex relationships to be able to have the same grief as married couples. You know, I absolutely do want that, but I don't believe it's right for two people of the same sex to go to a church and ask to be involved in a marriage ceremony because marriage is between a man and a woman. Holy matrimony is between a man and a woman, not two people of the same sex. But I have to have a caveat to that to say that I do believe that people of the same sex should have the same rights that are afforded to that because that's important for equality. But I know that Barack Obama politicized this heavily, and he could have afforded exactly the same rights to same-sex couples with the civil unions or whatever the American equivalent is over there. But he didn't do that, and I think that was really to put a middle finger up to the Christians, and that's not acceptable. You cannot dictate the word of God as a politician.
Well, you heard Jerry Nadler. The word of God has no place, or God has no place in Congress. I'm thoroughly surprised that God didn't strike him down with lightning at that point in time, but that's just my personal opinion.
Well, doesn't it say, doesn't there some mention of God in the House of Congress?
It's everywhere. It's in the majority of our state constitution, or he's in the majority of our state. That'll make some people's eyeballs pop. He is mentioned in the majority of our state constitutions. He's in our regular constitution. Our founding fathers talked about how God giving them, providence and favor in a fight against the most powerful military army on the planet.
Yeah.
And yet Jerry Nadler, who probably, if you put his hand on a Bible, it might go up in flames. I don't know. But can't give God any credit for that because, I don't know, maybe the people he serves are soulless, godless people. I have no idea, you know.
Well, he's a Democrat, so it goes without saying. But isn't Nadler, but isn't he like a cartoon character? I mean, have you seen him with his, like, pants up to his nipples and, you know, he squeaks when he walks?
Hey, do you remember?
Like,
you're not that old.
Bluto, you know, from Popeye.
Oh God! Do you remember the toy Weebles? Remember they would wobble to make them walk.
But they
right?
don't fall down.
That's right. That's Jerry Nadler. Weeble.
Yeah, he's a Weeble.
He was, or if you put a top hat on him and a long cigarette, he'd look like the Penguin, wouldn't he? Right?
And, I see it.
So anyhow, no, again. Now
do Pelosi.
Oh, my God. Who would she be? Oh, my God. I don't even know who she would be, right?
She would be a drunk Catwoman, wouldn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Remember Eartha Kitt when she was Catwoman? Eartha Kitt had this accent because she was, I think she was Jamaican or
right.
West Indian or something.
Yes.
She had this kind of way with her that it was like she was drunk. She wasn't.
No.
But yeah, that's definitely a Pelosi Catwoman.
I love it. So we're going to get controversial. We're going to get controversial when we come back. I want to talk about the George Floyd trials that are taking place right now. And, you know, again, you know, It's a consistent, at least you got to give the Dems credit. They are consistent, okay? And look at all the people they're holding up in high esteem and they're putting up memorials for, who was the young black lady, and again, shot by accident, but her boyfriend, when they raided the apartment.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about. It's Breonna something or whatever.
Breonna Taylor.
There you go, right?
She was used as a human shield by her boyfriend, so.
Yeah, so they're holding her up in high esteem, yet she was an accomplice to helping him sell drugs on a regular basis, but she's some kind of hero. See, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. More with Xander Gibb after the break.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. A lot going on, but you know what? I don't want to waste any more of his time. I want to get him back on again so we don't run out of time this time. We're back at it again. One of my best buddies, Sandra Gibb, joins me as he does, you know, at least a couple of times a month. I always appreciate his time with me. And Xander, you know, first, before we get into the other part of this story, How are the lockdowns going there in England?
Well, I kind of think they're opening up a little bit, but it's more kind of like for appeasement because there have been riots here, and people have been, you know, throwing rocks at the police and things like that, which is never acceptable. But the concern for me is that, you know, when Boris has used the police in the UK as his own private army and his own private security force, you know, with regards to COVID restrictions, people are going to have bad feelings. Now, I'm not, you know, there's no way I'm saying it's okay to do that to the police because I do respect the police.
Right.
But I can understand why people have bad feeling towards them because he's used them for his own purposes.
I look at this, I look at what's going on, and you're right. What part of this, though, has been an erosion of a total lack of respect for any kind of authority. And that doesn't mean,
yeah.
You know me, I'm not saying you do everything they tell you to do no matter what, because, you know, they go sideways from time to time. But you should still have a respect for authority. That man, that woman in uniform, more of them jump in front of bullets and bad guys for you than are coming just for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing is, you know, I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and, you know, I've had long conversations with him, you know, from a you know, anthropological perspective. But I would not want to do a job where every single day I had to make split-second decisions for the safety of others. And when it goes wrong, because inevitably it will, you know, if you have to use a gun in your job, you're never going to get it 100% right with having to make split-second decisions. You know, when you do get it wrong, they want to kind of vilify you and things like that. Because it's an unrealistic expectation to expect a perfect police force. Now, that's not to say that you know, anybody that's out and out bad and is a cop should be allowed to still be a cop. But mistakes are going to be made, aren't they, realistically?
Right. Everybody, if you're a human, you're going to make a mistake. All right, let's move on to George Floyd and others. You know, one of the things that bothers me to no end, and I think you agree with me on this one, you know, we're making heroes out of criminals. And if we're trying to tell the kids that their heroes are not soldiers, not police, not firemen going down those roads, but their heroes are people like, you know, George Floyd and Michael Smith, and because they fought for their rights. Yeah. They weren't fighting for their rights, you know, not by any stretch. And again, let me share something with you that I believe you'll appreciate. We have a celebration in California. I don't think it's countrywide. It's called Harvey Milk Day. Okay, and Harvey Milk was outwardly gay or openly gay at a time when probably it wasn't right to be that or whatever society called it. And he was in San Francisco, and he was an elected official, and so he happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And a gunman came in and shot him and a few others. And I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version because we don't have a whole bunch of time. And anyway, the long and the short of it was, here was a man that was having sex with 16-year-old boys. Okay? If I was his age having sex with 16-year-old girls at the time, I'd be in jail. And hopefully I'd be nobody's hero. All right? I had a mom come up to me at the school board one day who asked me why I don't want her gay son to have heroes. Because it was a Harvey Milk Day thing. And I said, I think your son should have heroes. I think your son should have people he can look up to. People if it's the gay community or whatever, to look up to. But you're telling me that Harvey Milk's the best you can do? There are not other good men men in the gay community that he could look up to? Am I way off with this?
No, you're absolutely not. I think that in fairness, what they try to do is they try to hide this about Harvey Milk. And in the movie, you know, they kind of they painted it as a pretty picture, you know, with Sean Penn playing Harvey Milk. And there was no mention of that kind of thing. But yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. I really do. But when we elevate people as heroes, because, you know, we've already said that nobody's perfect, but you would hope that those that we elevate as heroes have the majority of what they've done as kind of good attributes. You know, even people like, you know, one of my heroes growing up was an evangelist called Nicky Cruz, and he had been a gangster, you know, he'd shot people and all of these things. He turned his life around and, you know, gave his life to the Lord and, you know, walked a righteous path. And I understand that people have a path. But when you're elevating people that continue to do the same thing, then what does that say to our young people nowadays?
Well, with you. And then now you go looking at, again, the George Floyd and others. And, you know, let's talk about George Floyd. Here you're going to have, are you going to have jurors that are going to be afraid, like the Supreme Court was, if they come down with a certain verdict, that there's going to be, you know, craziness in the streets, riots, and people are going to die?
Right. Yeah. Well, that kind of worries me as well. But let's look at the facts.
Right. Because let's take color out of this. Let's take anything else out of this. If a person takes 5 milligrams of fentanyl, which is a lethal dose, and then goes out and tries to pay for an item in a store with a $20 bill, and there are problems that arise from that. I still keep coming back to the fact that you've taken the fentanyl, which is a lethal dose, which is causing you to not be able to breathe. And I'm not talking about color or anything else. I'm talking about actually the facts.
Right.
So if you then get arrested and do not comply, you know, I've had stuff with the police before, and I've done what they've told me to do. I've got through it and I've moved along. But I guess if you're that intoxicated on whatever substance, it's hard to be able to kind of comply with anything. So I think that we all have a responsibility to ensure that we're not in that situation. Because no one sought him out to do that, did they?
No.
They were called to that situation.
Yep. Yeah, but you'll never hear that. You know that as well as I do. Right? You'll never hear about, well, maybe you will now, I don't know, but you'll never hear about him complaining to his friends for 15 minutes before this went down that he was having trouble breathing. You know, he was in the driver's seat having trouble breathing, and then his two buddies in the back seat, they're still alive today. Why? Because they did what they were told to do. That's why.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And, you know, if he was having a medical emergency of some kind, I mean, the only thing I'll give you is that maybe an ambulance should have been called the minute he started screaming he couldn't breathe. I don't know. But if we do that for everybody, look at what's happening now. Everybody's starting to use that as an excuse to try to get the cops to let them go.
And as well as that, the thing is that if you've taken a lethal dose of any drug, why would you take that, and why would you actually leave the house in that state? I'm sorry. I mean, no one should ever die as a result of an altercation with the police. But can I just say, don't we as citizens have some responsibility in that situation? You know?
We should.
If a cop was rough with me, I would let them arrest me, and then I would get to speak to the superior officer, because you put yourself in a position where things can escalate if you allow them to do so.
Well, I agree with you. I was always taught, you know, live to fight another day. I have family members that were policemen. I have family members that will say we're on the other side, the opposite side of the policeman. And, you know, ultimately the mindset was do what you're told to do, and you could fight it later on.
Yeah.
You know?
And I just say that the most alarming thing about all of this is that this person's family received compensation for this situation. And I'm astounded, because what does that say now for the credibility of good law enforcement when they're just trying to do their job?
They have been made the villains, and it's so wrong. Who else? What crook, what thug, what thief has jumped in front of a bullet to save your butt? None.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. And it's infuriating to me. And again, like I said, got people on both sides of that aisle in my family, and it's just not cool. Listen, we got to get rolling. You talk too long. You've eaten up all this time.
You with me.
Tell people where to find you.
Sandygoods.com. Everything is there. Go check it out. And you can get me on Joe's show a couple times a month, because that's all they can afford me. I'm a big star.
You're right.
Now.
I mean, my God, at $10,000 an appearance, it's just whatever.
I'm telling the tech department it's fine.
Oh,
thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime. I think I get 10% for turning you in. Anyway, always a pleasure, Xander. You have a great rest of the day. People, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.